What we do here at Live 100 is we help you level up to be self-aware of where you are showing up and where you're hiding under the covers. So you can go own it and then position yourself to be in a place, both mentally, physically, emotionally, that is positioned for greatness. Let's go. If you are tired of not feeling fit, tired of just not having a focus, tired of just not having the financial resources that you deserve to have, this is the Live 100 podcast. I'm Jason Yerusi. This is where you come to break your bad habits. You can build the momentum that you deserve in your life to have positive success. Today, we're going to talk about, are you refusing the steps? So I want you to think about this. Think about the easy button, right? Staples had this button, right? That you would press and say, that was easy, right? That button. Think about now your life. And think about if they equate. Do you feel like you're having an easy life? Do you feel like you're going out there and setting goals and going through the process and getting to the goals? Or do you feel like you're just happy each and every day? And if you're not, right, or if you're constantly living in a state of fear or trepidation, or if there's other things that are just drawing you back from achieving your levels of success that you deserve, I want you to ask yourself, are you just refusing the steps it takes to get to where you want to go? So many times in life, we have GPS, and GPS says, hey, start here, use this route, get there, right? And in our life, right, there's no linear path, right? We start in all different parts. We come from all different backgrounds, all different upbringings, all different parts, all different levels of money or wealth or education, right? We come from different family upbringings, different single family house, you know, two parent house, you know, houses that are split, divorced, right? We come from all different worlds. Yet many times the steps it takes to get you from where you want to go to the next place that where you want to be are the same, but we refuse to take them, right? If you look at it and say, well, I'm not able to save money. Okay, well, simple fact would be that are you going to look at how you spend, right? What are your spending habits? Typically, it's not a money-making problem, it's a spending problem, right? So are you spending too much on eating out? Do you have too many subscriptions you don't even know that you have within your phone, right? What are you doing today that's drawing down all of your money? And if all of your money is very well spent, which 99% of us, it's not, right? Then how can we adjust to make more income? What could it be? Could we sell some of the stuff we currently own, right? Could we open up a side business to be able to go out there to help other companies market, get a better, or go and help people make websites, or go and power wash houses, right? You fill in the blank. Is there things we can do to follow the steps to get to the levels of success? Oh, I want to get in shape. Okay. Are you looking at what you're eating? Are you looking at how many times you eat? Are you looking at how much water you drink? Are you looking at your workout routine? Or are you just saying, I want? Because if the I want is not followed up with some task or action or some commitment, then in fact, you're just not following the steps you're hoping. Life can be easy in its own context. We never want life to be easy enough where we just get lazy and fat and become a sloth, right? We want to be committed to the discipline it takes to improve ourselves, right? We need to continue to stress ourselves. But we have to understand that we have to have a mindset of easy, right? When challenges come up, are you going and hiding under the covers? Or are you looking, in fact, at what potentially could be issues, right? What could be our strength? What could be our weakness, opportunity, and threat, right? The SWOT analysis. If you are looking at things in a subjective mind, do you find that you're able to clearly move forward in a direction to get you to some result, maybe not the best result, but at least a result? Where in fact, most times something happens and we get so scared, we get so worried, we get so fearful that we go hide, right? And hope for it to pass. We've heard the story of the buffalo and the cow, right? A storm comes, right? And it comes and starts overpassing and cows start to run away from the storm, right? So what happens is that the storm, as it's coming towards us and we start running away from it, just keeps following with us, right? So we get caught in the storm for all of the time, and that much longer into the storm finally dissipates, right? If you look in the other end, well, what could a buffalo do? The buffalo goes up, and when they see a storm, they don't turn around and run and hide. They go towards the storm. And what happens is because they're going toward adversity and the storm's passing by and passing through them, they get through the storm that much quicker because they're going through the storm. Many times in life, the steps we want to take, the steps we need to take, the steps that are required to get to where we want, are going to come through some form of storm. could be physically, mentally, emotionally, right? But you have to take the steps because those are the steps that it's taken before for others to get there. So why would it be any different for you? So if you can look at where you are on your path today, where you are in your journey, where you are in terms of where you want to be, are you following the steps? Are you refusing to go and take the guidance that's been a path that's been tried and true from years, generations, decades before? Imagine you have GPS today. It makes life easy, right? Before we had a map and you would take a paper map and you're trying to look at this and find where you want to go, right? It was a lot harder then. Now it's gotten easier with GPS. But imagine you have GPS and you're just clearly not following the directions. What happens? The GPS freaks out because it keeps trying to get you back, right? The GPS keeps saying, come back to this route. This is the route you need to take. It keeps trying to push you back to the route. It keeps trying to turn you around and keep navigating you back to that route because it's saying, this is the way. This is the way you go. That's what your GPS is telling you. Go this way. Go this way. This is the way to get you where you want to go. But life tells us that too. Life says, hey, listen, you are not going down that route. You're not getting those goals. So our results is the GPS telling us you are off track. Get back on track. So if you're not getting the results you want, you're not following the steps that you know you need to take. And if you're like, I don't know what step to take, any step is better than no step. Any step. Go out there today and take a step and figure it out. You figure it out by going out there and mentally pushing yourself forward outside your comfort zone for you to understand that you have that much more to offer and you have that much more to gain. That's what you can do in life when you stop putting the finger out and start putting the finger back in yourself and hitting the easy button and say that was easy. No matter if it was the hardest thing you ever done or something that you just absolutely did not want to face, but you did. And you came out the other end successful. What we do here at Live 100 is we help you level up to be self-aware of where you are showing up and where you're hiding under the covers. So you can go own it and then position yourself to be in a place, both mentally, physically, emotionally, that is positioned for greatness. That's what you do here at Live 100. That's where you come here. That's why you listen to this message. You can choose the best route. So you can choose the best path forward. And then when the steps are there, when the steps and are part of the journey, you can just start taking the steps and continue taking the steps and discipline yourself to the actions to get to the results. That's what Live 100 is based on. And that's why you're here today, to make the world better, not only for yourself and everyone else around you. Let's go. So you could do one thing for us. Go down there and leave us an honest rating and review. It helps us get out to so many more people here and continue to carry forward this message. This podcast continues to grow. Each week is bigger than the last week because of you. Help us share this message. Help us get this in front of someone today who's not following the steps, who's not on the right track and is refusing to take the steps that they need to take to get to the destination they belong to be at.